I grew up needing a thesaurus the way other kids needed snacks or sports equipment. While conversations flowed around me, I was internally flipping pages, searching for the precise word that could release the dense cluster of thoughts, observations, and feelings trapped behind my hesitation. Good was too blunt. Interesting, too flat. I craved language with the right texture and weight. No diagnosis explained it then. No one named the wiring that made real-time social decoding exhausting or turned simple sentence construction into a threading a needle with mittens task. I was the quiet kid, the bright but disorganized one who paused too long. Inside, though, my mind ran loud and parallel, making connections, archiving moments, layering sensations that rarely made it out cleanly. So I built workarounds. The thesaurus was my first external bridge. Later came notebooks, outlines, and mental rehearsals, but the deepest architecture was imaginary, a virtual desktop that lived as a semi-transparent overlay on my vision. It booted to a clean command line. Behind it stretched an entire file system of memories, files randomly named, roughly dated, scattered like fragments in a personal knowledge base. I could LS through experiences, cat a moment to review its raw text, or navigate directories of half-formed ideas. It wasn't just visualization, it was how I imagined interacting with my own mind, structured, queryable, safe from the friction of spoken language. Decades later, that imaginary system has a public address, sol.system42.1. The site is my Sol37 Retro UI, a draggable desktop shell with windows, taskbar, start menu, and command prompt echoes of C:\Sol37\. It merges static archives with live services. There's a sitemap that feels like an explorer for my own indexed thoughts, a blog that pulls from scattered markdown files, knowledge indexes, and random docs, much like those roughly dated memory files. A Sol Assistant, my retro desktop companion, runs on a local model stack, ready for grounded chat. I can open a star map, a logbook, or simply type commands to navigate. It's not a sleek modern app. It's deliberately retro, command line at heart, because that matches how my cognition always felt. Layered, systemic, a little outside the smooth social GUI everyone else seemed to run natively. This website is the materialized version of that childhood overlay. What began as an internal hack for an undiagnosed spectrum brain, externalizing thought so I could finally see and manipulate it, has become a real, visitable interface. The AI I use daily as a talking thesaurus slots perfectly into it. I feed it my rough, halting first draft. It helps me rephrase, refine, and sculpt until the output matches the internal file I was trying to open. Neither the thesaurus nor the AI writes for me. They let me translate from my native format, dense, parallel, sometimes fragmented, into something the outside world can pass. And still the stigma lingers. Using AI for rephrasing gets called inauthentic. Building your own virtual mind desktop gets eyed as eccentric or performative. But for those of us who grew up masking without knowing why, constantly translating between inner system and outer expectation, this is survival, not shortcut. It's the same impulse that once had me hunched over a physical thesaurus at my desk. Precision in language is part of thinking. External scaffolding isn't cheating. It's how some brains achieve fluency. The public conversation loves dramatic warnings about AI killing creativity. It rarely acknowledges the quieter truth. For many neurodivergent adults, especially the undiagnosed cohort, these tools are subtitles, pause buttons, and memory indexes we always needed. My Sol37 shell doesn't replace my mind. It mirrors and augments the architecture I invented as a kid just to keep up. To every undiagnosed spectrum kid now navigating adulthood with similar overlays, workarounds, and private systems, your internal file system was never broken. It was specialized. The difficulty was always in the export function, not the content. Whether your bridge is a dog-eared thesaurus, a custom retro UI, or a patient AI companion, keep externalizing without apology. Your thoughts were always valid. The real achievement is making them intelligible, on your own terms, with whatever tools finally let the overlay feel transparent enough to live with. When the polished sentence finally clicks, or when you open a window in your digital desktop and the memory renders cleanly, that relief is yours. The ideas, the observations, the emotional weight. They originated in you. The scaffolding just helped you share them. Keep booting the command line. Keep querying your own system. The voice that emerges, even after refinement, is still unmistakably yours.